So we all know that the world is made up of the atoms, but it could be also said that the world is made up of our stories, the stories we tell ourselves about ourselves, the stories we tell ourselves about others and about the world. This is a story about losing my story. In late 1969, actually it was New Year's Eve, I was asked earlier by my good friend Doug if I was interested in coming to his New Year's Eve party. And I said, sure. And he said, would you be interested in taking LSD at this party? And I thought for a moment, and I thought, well, I'm curious, and yeah, I'd like to try that. And Doug said, well, it's going to be my first experience too. Doug and I had both been in the military about the same time, and we'd gotten out of the Army and the Air Force, and now we were in college in Ohio. But so he said, okay, he said, we're going to come over. You're going to come over to my apartment, and no one else at my party is going to know about this on the New Year's Eve party. But the guy that I got the LSD from lives two doors down, okay? And he's having an LSD party at his house. So I said, okay, all right, cool. But you know, we really didn't think through what the implications were of he and I taking LSD at his party with his friends, you know, with Christmas decorations and beer and wine, you know, and that. And so we didn't think much about the dosage that was going to be in this orange sunshine. We didn't think about what it was we wanted to accomplish. So there we were, you know. And so the evening came, and we took the LSD. And then I waited, and I felt like that's all I was doing, was just waiting for something to happen. And we were at Doug's party, and I was talking to somebody. And in the middle of the conversation, over that person's shoulder, I saw Doug's Christmas tree start to grow. And at this point, it occurred to me that this is the problem with being in this situation, which was I wanted to just burst out laughing in the middle of this conversation with this person. And I had to stifle that laugh because I had heard that there's a term for people who start laughing when you take LSD. It's called the cosmic laugh, and you can't stop. You can't stop. You just keep going. So I stifled that, and I went out. Side. These apartments were side by side in a row. They were like old style motels. They were student apartments, but you would go out the door of your studio apartment, and then if you wanted to go into somebody else's, you would walk down the sidewalk and go in their unit. So I went down, two doors down, and opened the door to go into the LSD party. It couldn't have been any different than the party I just came from. The room was completely dark, and everyone was lying on the floor. No one was talking, and there was like Led Zeppelin playing in the background. So there I am at that party, and I'm getting a little anxious there because I guess I felt like I was losing touch with being able to converse with people, among other things. So I exited that party and came back to the other party. And when I got back to that party, I started to realize that I was having a hard time talking at this point. So I was outside between the two units, and I looked at my watch, and my watch said, oh, it's 11:55. It's 5 minutes to midnight. It's going to be New Year's. And so I went into the LSD party for a few minutes. I say a few minutes. Because when I came out, it was still 5 minutes to midnight. So I would say that this was unnerving, but I really was kind of past that point. It was a problem more than anything else. And so I walked back into the other party and spoke for a few minutes there and continued to look at my watch. It was 5 minutes to midnight. The next thing I knew, I was out in the parking lot walking back and forth in a cold rain, which I could not feel. And I kept looking at my watch. It was 11:55. So Doug was coming between the two apartments, and he looked out and saw me in the parking lot, and he goes, "What are you doing out here?" And I said, "I'm stuck in time." I said, and I pointed at my watch, and that was about as much as I could say about it. I just pointed at my watch, and he just looked at me, and he said, come on, let's go into the LSD party. And I said, okay. So we go in. There was a chair in the room, okay, just one chair. He said, "You sit down right there." I said, "Okay." He said, "I'm going back over and see how the folks are doing at my party." And I said, "Okay." So he goes out. I sit down in this chair and look at the door. And I look at my watch, and I'm waiting for midnight. The door opens, and the heads of two people kind of look in, and they start laughing. And then they pull back, and the door closes. And it happens again, and it happens again, just like the little GIF videos that you see. It was the same people, and it was happening over and over again. So I'm just like, I can't look at that. So I look down at myself in the chair, and oh man, my body is fading. It's fading. It's disappearing, and then it's gone. My body is gone, and I'm just a head sitting in a chair. And I just kind of thought, well, I guess I'll just go with this, you know. I didn't know what else to do, you know, other than just go with it. So when I say that, I say I kind of let go in that particular moment, and waited for the next time the door opened and the same people came in. Well, what happened was the door opened, and I just was waiting for, oh, not these people again. And all of a sudden, someone threw the light switch on, and it was the people from Doug's party who had come over into this party to wish everyone Happy New Year's. You know what that means. Time was moving, except I was still a head in a chair, you know? So there I sit, you know, watching people go around wishing other people Happy New Year's, and I see this woman, and she's coming towards me, and I try to look away, you know, but she comes over, and she says, "Happy New Year," and she leans down, and she kisses me, and there's a loud popping noise, like that, and my body comes back. And I look up at this woman, and she has no idea what just happened. And you know how when you feel gratitude for somebody, but you have a hard time putting it into words? That's how I felt for the rest of the night, because I followed her back to the other party and just walked around. I couldn't speak to her. And I heard her voice, and I heard her laugh, and that was enough. And then I lay down and fell asleep under the giant Christmas tree. Thank you.